是夸赞自己的荣耀和表现的。
And the fourth one is boasting and bragging about your own glory.
要得别人的称赞和羡慕。
I want to let other people to praise you.
那最后的特征，他就会轻视别人。
And then the last, looking down upon others.
借着压低别人，能够把自己抬高起来。
It will step on other people so he can climb higher.
所以这一些都是从肉体来的。
So all this comes from the flesh.
如果我们依靠这些的话呢，我们就没有办法经验到真正叫做靠主喜乐。
If we rely on those, we cannot experience rejoice in the Lord.
所以保罗在第七节他们讲到说，只是我先前以为与我有益的，我现在因基督都当作有损的。
So here, verse 7, but whatever was to my profit, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ.
他讲到以前的、先前的，就是刚才所讲到那些肉体所经营的。
So he said before, that means all the things that he has confidence in the flesh before.
他所说的有传统。
What he said was tradition.
民族。People. 支派。
And tribe.
文化。
And culture.
宗教。
Religion,
行动
and action,
生活
and lives.
这是肉体所经营出来他以前以为可以夸口的。
So those things he think he can brag about them.
他靠这些夸口的时候他没有办法经验到靠主的喜乐。
When he depend on those he can't truly experience rejoice in the Lord.
他对他过去所做的他有这样的认识了。
So he realized what he had done in the past.
以前他以为很宝贵的这些东西呢，他现在发现这些都是损失。
So what he was proud of and what is valuable to him before, now he thinks it's all lost.
第八节他说，不但如此，我现在呢也将万事当作有损的，因我已认识我主基督耶稣为至宝。
So what is more, I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Jesus Christ my Lord.
我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督。
For whose sake I have lost all things.I consider them rubbish that I may gain Christ.
我们对肉体所经营的东西，我们丢不下来的原因在哪里呢？
So sometimes it's hard for us to let go the things that belongs to the flesh. Why?
因为我们丢不下的原因，是因为我们没有遇见这位主，并没有办法真正认识他，并没有办法经历他。
We can't let go our own self because we haven't known, we do not know Jesus yet.
保罗在这里告诉我们说，我以前当作宝的，我一遇见了耶稣以后，我发现这个东西像粪土一样。
So what Paul says, I actually cherish all this, but when I met Jesus, I think all this are rubbish.
他一遇见耶稣了以后，一比较，马上就分出来高下了。
So when he met Jesus, after the comparison, he knows what's good and what's not good.
不了解他的时候，以为他是做牺牲了。
So when you don't know, you think it was
sacrifice. 以为说保罗，你不要这个世上大家所追求的，你去追求那个东西，哎呀，好大的牺牲啊。
So people would think, Paul, you don't chase after all this achievement, but Jesus, what a pity.
有些弟兄姐妹要对我有一个正面的肯定。
So some brothers and sisters have a
confirmation
for me.
他们就说，哇，你把那个工程师的工作放下来，做了这么大的牺牲去侍奉主。
So they told me that you sacrificed so much leaving the engineering job to serve the Lord. Such a sacrifice.
我对这样的话没有什么太多的反应。
I don't have too much reactions to those words.
我只是告诉他说，因为我看见更好的。
But I only tell them because I see something better.
我不是笨笨的。
I'm not silly.
明明是这么好，为什么我要去迁就第二好的呢？
Yeah, why you don't leave the good things for the rubbish?
我没有牺牲哎。
I don't sacrifice.
我是去抓那个更好的。
I actually got what's better.
我是去抓那个上好的。
I got the better one.
因为我很现实啊。
Because I'm very realistic.
我不用在那边装啊。
I don't have to pretend.
不是因为牺牲，乃是因为得着启示。
It's not sacrifice, but revelation.
丢不下来是因为你还没有遇见他。
You can't let go because you haven't received.
你说丢不下来是因为你还没有真正遇见他。
If you can't let go because you have not seen
him. 如果真的是这样的情况的话，你要真实的承认我还没有遇见他。
And then you have to tell yourself.
不要装一个宗教的样子来。
Don't pretend.
Don't pretend. You have already met him.你要真实的对这位耶稣说：“我还没有遇见你。”
You have to tell him, I have not met you yet.
所以在这里，保罗才会说第九节，并且得以在他里面，不是有自己因律法而得的义，乃是有信基督的义，就是因信神而来的义。
So Paul said, to be found in him, not having a righteousness on my own that comes from the law.But that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God and is by faith.
所以在这里我们已经看到一系列的，我们要靠主喜乐，就可以胜过世上的一切。
So we'll see if we rejoice in the Lord, it surpasses everything in the world.
我们要靠主喜乐的话，就要让神的灵来带领我们的灵来敬拜。
If we want to rejoice in the Lord, we have to let the Spirit of God to lead our spirit to worship Him.
我们怎么样能够让神的灵带领我们来敬拜呢？我们就要信基督的义。
How do we do that? We have to believe, have faith in the righteousness of Christ.
这是因信神而来的义。
Those are the righteousness that comes from faith. From faith.
信基督的义。
Faith in the righteousness of Jesus.
义这个字呢，就是达到标准了。
Righteousness means you reach the
standard.
Standard.
你达到上帝的标准，这就是叫做义的意思。
You reach God's standard. That means right. You reach God's righteousness.
基督的义是主耶稣道成肉身所成就的。
So the righteousness of Jesus is achieved by Jesus coming down from heaven.
为你为我所做成，耶稣基督所做成的。
For you and for me, what He has done.
他要把这个他所做成的这个义呢，白白的要赐给你。
And then the righteousness of Jesus, He will give it to you.
使我们得着他自己所做的这个义。
So we will receive the righteousness of Jesus.
这就是基督的义。
So that's the righteousness of Jesus.
信的意思就是把它接收下来，收下来，这个就是信的意思。
Faith, that means you receive, you accept.
你只要能够收到耶稣基督所做的、做成的义的，你收下来的时候呢，你就叫做信基督的义。
So if you receive what Jesus has done for you, that means you have accepted the righteousness of Jesus.
你就领受了基督所做成的一切。
Then you receive what Jesus have done for you.
这个时候圣灵就会进到你的灵的里面了。
And then the Holy Spirit will come inside of you.
这个时候圣灵就可以引导我们的灵来亲近上帝。
And then the Holy Spirit will lead us to worship God.
这样的时候我们就开始经历到得着属天的喜乐。
And now we can really enjoy
the 这个就叫做靠主喜乐。
That's called the rejoice in the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，不要被今天这种快速的文化影响了。
Brothers and sisters, do not be affected by the world around us.
这个进入灵里面能够享受这个喜乐需要一些的耐心，不要急急忙忙。
So it needs patience to experience the rejoice in the Lord.
一次两次恳求这位主向你施恩。
You have to ask the Lord one time, twice, even more to ask Him.
这往往都是在一个很安静的时刻里面发生的。
And usually it happens when you are in a quiet place.
常常是你单独与主相处在那里祷告的时候，这种事情可能就发生了。
It's more...Often that happens when you pray.
当这样的经历的里面，主耶稣的那个喜乐就会浇灌在你里面。
And then you will experience the joy from the Lord.
你就会发现你不再被体跟魂来捆绑住。
So you will feel like you no longer limited by your body and soul.
你的灵会被他举起来。
And he will lift up your spirit.
你会自由的释放。
And you will feel freedom.
在基督的里面享受那一个充满自由的喜乐。
And in the inside of Jesus, you will feel the joy of freedom.
即使外面的环境很不好。
However, it's not very good outside.
但是你可以被抬起来。
But you are lifted up.
与他一同飞翔。
And share his joy.
这个叫做靠主喜乐。
And this is called rejoice in the Lord.
在这个里面没有这些肉体的东西。
Inside there is nothing flesh.
是单单耶稣基督为你所做成的。
It's only the things Jesus have achieved for you.
弟兄姐妹，你要留心到底耶稣基督为我做成的是什么。
So let us pay attention what actually Jesus have done for us.
不要被宗教欺骗了。
Do not fall by the religious outlook.
乃是耶稣基督亲自带领我们。
But actually, it's Jesus lead you himself.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的天父，我们献上感谢。
Heavenly Father, we give you thanks.
你把最宝贝的，你的独生儿子，赏给了我们。
You gave us your only begotten son.
他来到这个世界3年半的时间，把他自己一切都交托给我们。
He came to this world 3.5 years, and he gave everything to us.
在那里面，我们能够享受灵里面的自由。
And inside of him, we can experience.
他的宝血洗净我们。
And his precious blood has cleansed us.
让我们的灵得着自由。
Let us our spirit truly experience freedom.
求圣灵引导我们来敬拜你。
Oh, lead us, Holy Spirit, to worship you.
让我们在敬拜中享受你所赐属天的喜乐。
Help us to worship you by the Spirit and feel the joy in the Lord.
让我们放下一切的缠累。
Help us to put away all the things in the world.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.